Late afternoon sun illuminates the autumn foliage in this dreamy vision of Cartaskill Clove, a gorge in the eastern Catskills. The entire clove appears nearly consumed by light. The rocks and earth seem almost molten, and the sun itself is absorbed in its own halo. Indeed, the light seems to hollow out the cavity of the clove. Its curving walls are pierced by sunbeams and seem like a pictorial metaphor of the sun's very radiation. At the exhibition of another version of this painting, New York Post critic wrote, "The precipitation of one's whole artistic ability and reputation into a chasm is a piece of boldness only justified by its success. One begins to admire a gorge as one does a mountain, in fact as the largest kind of mountain turned inside out." In the foreground at left, a hunter and his dog are climbing to the vacant ledge. In Washington Irving's famous story, Rip Van Winkle, Rip goes hunting with his dog and falls asleep on a ledge overlooking Cartaskill Clove. The haziness of Gifford's painting is certainly suggestive of a pleasant hibernation. Of the major Hudson River School painters, Gifford is the only one who grew up near the Catskill Mountains. Cartaskill Clove manifests his enduring affection for the locale.